Exodus chapter 35. Moses gathered together all the congregation of the people of Israel and told them, "This is what the Lord has commanded you to do. There are 6 days in which you are to work, but the seventh day is to be holy, a day of rest dedicated to the Lord. Anyone who works on that day is to be put to death. You're not even to light a fire in your houses on the Sabbath." Well, this is a law that is between God and Israel. We're told that very often, that the Sabbath was a sign of the covenant between God and Israel, and it was one of the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments were the Old Covenant. They were written on the tables of stone, and they're called the Tables of the Covenant. But that covenant has now been ended, and we've got the New Covenant, which repeats 9 of the Ten Commandments in the teaching of Jesus, but not the Sabbath. In fact, Paul says that this is to return to the very low things of the law of Moses when we have the high things of Jesus. And so the point of the Sabbath was that they were to stop working and to trust in God instead of trusting in human works. And in the same way as God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day, so that looked forward to the kingdom of God, the rest, which Paul says in Hebrews is promised to those who believe. And so it's important that we don't trust in our own works and our own strength to get into God's kingdom. Moses said to all the people of Israel, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Take an offering to the Lord. Everyone who is willing-hearted is to bring an offering of gold, silver, or bronze, fine linen, blue, purple, scarlet, goat's hair cloth, ram skins dyed red, leather, acacia wood, oil for the lamps, spices for the holy anointing oil, and for the sweet-smelling incense, precious jewels to be put in the high priest's ephod and in the breastpiece." So, when Israel left Egypt, they took with them the wealth of Egypt. The Egyptians gave them precious stones and expensive clothes and things like that when they left. And Egypt represents the world. And we've been taken out of the world. We went through the Red Sea, which is like baptism for us. And now we're in the wilderness. And so we also are to give what we take from this world to God, for the things of the tabernacle. "All the workmen who were skilled among you are to come and make everything that the Lord commanded: the tent, its covering, the outer tent over it, its hooks and its poles, the crossbars, the posts, the bases, the ark, the poles to go with it, the mercy seat, the veil to screen it off, the table of showbread and its poles and all its equipment, the showbread, the lampstand for the light and what goes with it, the lamps with their oil, the altar for burning incense and its poles, the holy anointing oil, the incense that smells sweet, the veil for the entrance to the tent, the altar of burnt offering with the bronze grate on it, its poles and all its equipment, the laver and its base, the curtains for the tabernacle, the posts and the bases for them, the veil for the entrance of the courts, the tent pegs and ropes for the tent and the enclosure, and the holy garments that the priests are to wear when they serve in the holy place, the holy clothes for Aaron the priest and for his sons." All the Israelites came, and each who wished to do so brought an offering to the Lord for making the tabernacle. They brought everything needed that was needed for use in worship and also for the holy clothes for the priests. All who wanted to do this, both men and women, brought all the various things, earrings, rings, necklaces, all kinds of gold jewelry, and offered them to the Lord. Everyone who had fine linen, blue, purple, scarlet wool, goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, leather, they brought it all. All who were able and willing-hearted to contribute silver or bronze brought their offering for the Lord. And all who had acacia wood, which could be used for all of the work, they brought that. All the wise-hearted women brought fine linen thread and the thread of blue, purple, and red wool which they had made. They also made thread from the goat's hair. And the leaders brought the jewels and precious stones to be set in the ephod on the breastplate, and spices and oil for the lamps, for the holy anointing oil, and for the sweet-smelling incense. All the Israelites who were willing-hearted brought their offering to the Lord for the work which God had commanded Moses to do. Now, Paul talks about this being willing-hearted, and he said that we also should be willing-hearted and that God loves a cheerful giver. What God loves most of all is when someone decides to do something for him and to give something to him when they don't have to. Not because there's a law, like, you must give me this, but because they love him. And this is what we should do, and we should be thinking, what can I give God? What can I do for God in his work? Just on your own initiative. God loves this kind of thing. God loves that kind of cheerful giving. Moses said to the people of Israel, "The Lord has chosen Bezaleel, son of Uri, the grandson of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and has filled him with his spirit and given him skill, ability, and wisdom for every kind of work that is to be done, for planning the clever designs and for outworking them in gold, silver, and bronze, for the jewels that need to be cut in order to be set, for carving wood, and for every other kind of artistic work. And the Lord has given to him, and also to Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, from the tribe of Dan, the wisdom to teach others also. He's given them skill in every kind of work done by the engraver, by the weaver of fine linen, blue, purple, and red wool, and any cloth. They are able to do all the kinds of work that are required." So, those who were wise-hearted were given the spirit of wisdom. And that's how God's spirit works today, that he confirms us in the way we want to go. And that is what he will do to us today if we want truly to serve him and do his work.